CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Betsy, for goodness sakes, isn't it your bedtime? I put the book down, dear.
Bedtime? It's only 7:15, Mommy.
Oh, is it? I guess it is. I forgot we had an early dinner. Now that it's staying light out so much later, I get all mixed up. Oh, goodness, I wish the rug would come back from the cleaners. I hate the looks of the living room this way.
So do I. Gee, aren't you almost through with the spring house cleaning?
Sound like your father, young lady. Where is he, by the way?
He's in there in the den. Oh. Daddy!
Yeah?
Did you look over this box of junk I collected from the desk drawers? You never want me to throw anything out, dear, until you've gone over it, you know. And there's a... What are you doing with the encyclopedia?
I'm looking up Christopher Columbus.
Columbus? Why, you traitor. We belong to the Leif Erikson school of thinking.
No, I just thought I'd check up on some things, that's all. Remember in the middle of our Erikson-Columbus controversy that Mr. Bard, do you remember him, said Columbus made 5 voyages to America? Well, I'm sure it was only 4. He also said Columbus landed in Florida, and Mrs. Houston said Columbus never landed on the mainland at all.
Oh, that Mr. Bard. Yeah. Anyone who would say the Vikings were nothing but cutthroat pirates doesn't know what he's talking
well,
about.
Well, I say let's look it up. Get the atlas. Betsy, get the atlas, will you? And you two find a map of the West Indies while I look up Columbus here. We will retrace with the map each of the 4 voyages.
I am cleaning the whole closet. I'm interested in you carrying the overshoes and ice skates to the attic. Not in my gadding all over the West Indies with Columbus. Oh, honey, please, I'm busy. I can't sit down.
Heave ho, my hearties. I'll have no mutiny on my ship. First mate, fetch the atlas for my cabin. And you, sit down before you rock the boat. We are off to discover America.
A station affiliated with the CBS Radio Network sounds different because of a sound difference in its programs and news. For this station presents not only the news that interests you most locally, but adds to it national and worldwide perspective through CBS News coverage and reporting. This station brings you more than its exacting standards for local interest programming. This station offers not only complete objective public affairs broadcasts that affect listeners at close range, but selects the award-winning products of CBS News' Department of Public Affairs, weighing important issues of the nation, exploring new horizons in science, medicine, the arts, and the humanities. When you listen to this station, the different sound is your assurance that a sound difference governs its presentation of news and entertainment. That difference is made possible by this station's affiliation with CBS Radio, America's most listened to network.
It seems that Christopher Columbus was born in Genoa, Italy, sometime between 1446 and 1451. He became a sailor at the age of 14, seems to have made a trip to England on a merchant ship.
Didn't Columbus go to school?
School? Oh, yeah. Let's see. He seems to have studied at... Oh, boy, there's 6 pages on Columbus here.
Well, if we're going to sail off and discover America, let's get going. I want to finish the hall closet tonight and... get those overshoes and ice skates packed up and taken to the attic.
All right, now, patience, my hearty sailor. America wasn't discovered in a day.
Well, tonight it better be discovered in 15 minutes, Admiral. Because I want to iron the hall curtains and get them up. I'm as tired as you are of the spring house cleaning, you know.
I can't find the map of the West Indies.
Oh, here, let Mommy help you. Oh, wait a minute. Why do we use the map of the in the atlas covering nearly one wall of your den, Daddy dear? It's an enormous world map you bought a year ago to...
Oh, yeah.
Betsy,
let's go in there. What do you say? Come on.
Yeah.
Hey, here's something you'll be interested in.
What?
Same thing you found in a reference book, and it says so in the encyclopedia here, too. In his northern voyage to England, many historians feel that Columbus... may well have heard of the voyages of Leif Erikson and
Thorvin Karlsefni.
Thorvin Karlsefni, yeah. To an unknown land westward across the great ocean 500 years before. which made Columbus even more determined.
You mean even Columbus knew about Leif Erikson?
Yes, dear. Lisa says it's quite likely he heard about the Vikings.
But if he really did, then even Columbus knew he wouldn't be the first man to discover America. Isn't that kind of mean of him to take all the credit?
Well, Columbus actually was only trying to prove that the earth was round, you know. Now, Daddy explained all that before. He didn't expect to find new land. He expected to land in China. He didn't know the continents of North and South America were in between Europe and Asia.
Well, I'm going to keep on sticking up for my Viking ancestors.
Me too, dear. What Daddy's trying to say is that Columbus wasn't just a sailor. He was really a very brilliant man. Scientific explorer, you might say, you know, trying to prove the earth was round.
That's right, and instead he discovered America, by accident, you might say.
But he did prove the earth was round. My teacher said that.
No, but she couldn't have said that, dear, because it was Magellan who really proved the earth was round.
Look, she may or may not have said it, but for Pete's sake, let's not get into another argument with that school. We got enough idiotic publicity with that silly story about us in the paper last week, and I hope we have heard the last of it.
Oh, well, I'm sure we have, dear. Now, come on now. I'm going to finish this hall curtain. Let's go on. Let's retrace Columbus's first voyage. Hurry up. I've got
In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
That's right. That's right. And here we are. Yeah, they're all listed right here.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
First voyage, the three ships set sail Friday, August 3rd. 1492, and on Friday, October 12th, land was sighted, which Columbus named San Salvador.
Oh, here it is. See?
Right
here.
Yeah. You see, Betsy? There it is, yeah. And then they sailed on, discovered the islands of Rum Cay, Lond Island, Crooked Island.
Wait a minute. Oh, yes. Here they are, just beneath it. See, Betsy? See that?
Then he sailed right on down past those islands to Cuba. Then over to Haiti, called San Domingo. Uh-huh. It was here that the Santa Maria ran aground and had to be abandoned. Mm-hmm. But Columbus decided to build a fort. Built a fort out of the lumber from the ship, and having established a colony which consisted of 44 men, he sailed back to Spain, arriving March 4th, 1493, in Lisbon, Portugal, where he was received with highest honor.
Where's that?
Now, Lisbon, right here. See, this is Portugal, right here by Spain.
And then the second voyage was only 7 months later, September 1493. First island he sighted November 3rd was called Dominica, then Guadalupe. Then he proceeded northwards, discovering and naming the island...
Wait a minute. I can't even find Dominica. Don't go so fast.
Here it is, Mommy.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I got it there. Then
here,
he went
Daddy,
north.
See?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Then he went north from there up to Guadalupe, then Montserrat, and Antigua, San Martin, Santa Cruz, Virgin Islands, then Puerto Rico.
Yeah, here's Betsy.
Apparently east again to San Domingo, where he established the colony.
Oh, yeah, went back over
but
here.
But he found the fort burned and the men gone.
Where did they go?
Oh, now let's see what it says.
As I recall, some died of disease from the tropical climate, and I think they found the Indians had some gold, and then they tried to get it, and the Indians killed them.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's more involved than that. For the moment, I think let's just stick to the actual places he went on each voyage. And in the second voyage, he also explored and discovered Jamaica. Which he called Santiago.
Wait a minute, not Jamaica. Here we go.
His third voyage, you got it? His third voyage, May 30th, 1498.
Why did Columbus keep going back and forth?
Well, you might say Columbus was the first commuter, huh?
I'll say. His third voyage, he discovered Trinidad. Then saw for the first time...
Here. Oh, yeah, I got it.
And then got it for the first time, the continent of South America, which he at first took for another large island.
Oh.
Well, it is all right. He sailed along the coastline westwards as far as the Orinoco River.
Wait a minute. Where's that? Oh, here it is.
Still there?
Yeah, Venezuela. Still here.
Okay, then back to Haiti or San Domingo.
Wait a minute now. Back to Haiti. You say yes, I have.
You following?
Uh-huh.
His fourth and last voyage, May 9th, 1502, he explored further west than he'd ever been, toward Central America. And after a great storm, sighted an island he called Guanaja. 40 miles off the coast of Honduras.
Did he land there? Mrs. Houston said Columbus never landed on any mainland. Really, you know, one should brush up like this. I never even knew Columbus got to Honduras. So I'll get it. See if he actually landed there, established a colony or anything.
Oh, yeah, he landed all right. But because of trouble with the natives, he abandoned the idea of a colony. Well, there we have it, I guess. Yeah, Columbus never landed on either the North or South American continent. Yeah, his only actual landing on the mainland was in Central America in Honduras. He landed there.
Never mind Columbus. Find the paper. Tonight's paper. Elner says we're in it again under letters to the editor. Where is it? What is it
saying? Right, look, I'll never find it if you don't stop grabbing the paper out of my hand.
I'm sorry. Here. Letters to the editor.
It would seem that what last week appeared to be only a tempest in a teacup, look out, honey, has turned into a tidal wave of controversy. The storm center being a local couple who defended their child's right to answer Leif Erikson when asked who discovered America. We reprint, without editorial comment, some of the deluge of letters which have rained down on the editor's desk. Don't grab it, will you?
Did you see that?
Wait a minute.
Dear editor, who are these pipers anyway? If they don't like it here, why don't they go back where they come from?
Let me see that.
No, we must keep calm, dear. We must keep calm. We must remember there are always people who constantly write peculiar letters.
Crackpot. That's what this guy is. He's a crackpot. He doesn't even have the nerve to sign his name. Can you imagine that? Just signs it an indignant patriotic citizen.
Well, now we must keep calm, dear. This man doesn't even understand
the situation. What's the matter?
Just a minute, dear.
Aha!
What?
Somebody on our side.
Let me see.
Dear editor. I resented your paper's rather snide account of the Erikson-Columbus controversy.
Uh-huh.
In attempting to make monkeys out of an irate mother and father, your reporter only succeeded in making a monkey of himself. How about that? By revealing his abysmal ignorance of historical facts. Well, I have no objection to uneducated monkeys. I should like to remind this one that he doesn't need his press card to get into the public library where... If he can read better than he writes, he will discover the fact, that Leif Erikson slid into home base long before Columbus even came up to bat.
pretty good.
Somebody on our side.
Yes.
He signs his name to him. H.J. Walling, 895 Oakview Lane.
What's the
matter?
Look at this one. Dear editor, I am forming an outrage committee to protect the good name of Christopher Columbus. All who wish to join will please write Miss...
Well, that committee is going to be slugging it out with another committee. Listen to this.
Oh,
3 cheers, official recognition of Leif Erikson is long overdue. It's time we formed a committee and sent a delegation to Washington.
Oh, don't read anymore. What have we started there?
We started something that will die down inside of a week, I hope.
What's the matter?
Come on. Let me get you to bed, and I'll tell you...
Dear editor, it's shocking to see that some people will do anything to get their name in the paper, like this Piper family. Oh, no.
Now, an important word from the Crusade for Freedom.
This is Peter Hallas. As senior editor of the Hungarian desk at Radio Free Europe, I write and edit material destined for an audience still living behind barbed wire. I know those people, for I was one of them. I escaped to freedom in 1956, but there are millions still in captivity. Radio Free Europe keeps them in touch with the world outside. Keep RFE on the air with contributions to Crusade for Freedom.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Thank you.